Oh no, sorry. Perkim Halochahe. Halochahe, which is Daf Chesam Abeis. Okay? Now, today our goal is to get, just so we know where we're shooting for. Yeah, so since we're going to fall behind, so we're going to do three blah tonight. Not quite. We're going to go to Haloperik Dalet Halochabeis. Yeah, Perik Dalet Halochabeis. Okay, and it's easy stuff. A lot of it got it tonight. Okay. Avonim Shazia Zaton Machresha. Stones which have been jarred loose by a plow. Oshim Mechuzas were covered when these galim became revealed in some fashion. If there are two of them at least, which are the size of that so large that you need two people in order to carry them, then are really not true that you can take those stones, of course, and all the smaller stones which are in the vicinity. What happens if you remove stones from your field on Shemitah? Not also Yonis, you take off the top level of stones, but you must leave those which are touching the ground. And so to a gargar, which is like a little pile of stones, of pebbles, a pile of stones. Not also Yonis, you take the stones which are on top, and you leave the stones which are touching the ground. Regardless, if there is underneath where the stones were hard rock, bedrock, or straw, and you were not going to plant there, and it's clearly not going to plant there, and no Meir Zayin issues are really not included, they can take all the stones, you don't have to leave any stones touching the ground. Says Mar Losov Tovar Beshezi, Zata Machreisha, this is not just talking about a place where the plow has already jarred loose the stones. Alfila Machreishi Cholol Zazon, even if they're in a location where the plow would jar them loose, and they're already somewhat, you know, loose in the ground, so they wouldn't just, you know, they wouldn't just be struck by the plow and remain there, but would actually be jarred further loose, so then those already could be removed. So those not be actually went through with the plow, but even those which could be jarred by a plow. On Rabbi Yezir, he said, the Mishnah alludes to this, even though it doesn't say it explicitly. When it says that if each one is so large that two people must carry it, so then it's taken away, and here we don't give a shear, you know, that it's the amount which a plow would jar, right? We just say the shear of the stone itself. So it's clear you don't have to actually take a plow into the field and start plowing and jarring in order to know which stones to remove. But rather you estimate those stones which are large enough that they would be jarred loose by a machresha, even though they wouldn't be fully uprooted from the ground, such as this size. You're allowed to remove them during Shemitah. Rabbi Yaakov bar Bun b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, Zoso Meres. Now, our mission teaches us she'osu l'lako tzros mitoch stei chavero, that one is not allowed to remove pebbles from one's friend's field. Why is that? The imen nakish, because sometimes when he weeds his field, yoiv isve alayu. Alayim, he's going to put the bad grass, the weeds, on top of that those pebbles, so they won't grow back into the ground. So therefore, we see here by virtue of the fact that there's a concept of an area which is not planted, which is left fallow, that there's sometimes when you want to have an area which has a level, a layer of pebbles or stones on it, in order to put their bad stuff, which you don't want to replant itself. Okay. If you weed, you put the bad grass there. Because that's only true ever in a bika, meaning in a valley. However, in mountains and in trushim are very stony places where anyway there's a lot of stony surface. Mutar, in that case, you're allowed to move the stones from your friend's field. And it actually is a favor. So it's considered to be a favor to him because you're making his field much more plantable in that case. Okay? Halachavot. Ein bonim madrigos al pi hageyos. You cannot build it's amazing halacha. You can't build steps down into a valley. Arab Shvi's, Shvius on the eve of Shemitah. Mishapasku Akshamim wants the rain to cease. Neshehu Misakla Shvius. It looks like you're preparing the steps to go down to take water up to water your fields during Shemitah. So you're not allowed to prepare access to a waterway on Erev Shemitah after the rains have stopped, because it looks like you're preparing to water your fields during Shemitah. Amazing thing. Okay? It's a very big Meir sign.
I thought it would be that the water would cascade down the steps. That would be a way.
Well, that's not what Madrigos would mean. The Madrigos doesn't mean that. It could, I guess, but it didn't mean steps.
Gives you more surface.
I don't know if that would be awesome. Because then you're trying to get rid of the water, not trying to take the water.
No, I'm
not
preparing the Side of the Valley for to absorb more water.
Well,
maybe. Go like the West Bank, all these terraced. Yeah, terrace. That's what I thought these
Madrigals
were, terraces.
Did you hear what he said?
It was on the West Bank, as opposed to
Yehuda
Shomron.
All right. No, it's okay. It's okay. I don't mind. I'm a liberal kind of guy. Okay. Avabono Meshvius. But anyway, I don't know, it could be one looked enough in Farshim would find the possibility, but it seems like it's not terraces, as you're alluding to, but rather it's actual steps. You can build these steps in Shemitah once the rain has ceased. Nation Masag Matzoy Shviz, because you're just fixing for the next year, Matzoy Shviz is okay. One is also not allowed to sustain the sides of one's furrow, this little rivulet here, with dirt on Erev Shemitah, aval osu chayitz, but you are allowed to make some sort of a wall made out of stone. Now the reason why you're not allowed to put dirt there, because the dirt also becomes beneficial to your planting later on, because it comes enriched with the water and all that stuff. But you're allowed to make a wall of stones, because those stones, of course, are not beneficial at all to your planting. And when you're building these steps, either during Shemitah when it's permissible, or this wall which you're building prior to Shemitah, so then any stone which is nearby in the vicinity, you know, and you can extend your hand and reach it, you can use it in order to build. You know, in other words, we're not afraid that people are going to think that since you're, as a result, they're taking stones out of your field, they're already preparing your field to plant for that year. Rabbi Kisra Vashem Rabbi Yochan Rabbi Chanin Megamliel Omar Bishnei Shnei Prokim Masnisa. Our Mishnah is talking about during the Isra of Shnei Prokim prior to Shemitah, meaning for either from Pesach or Shavuos, when one is not allowed anymore to cultivate one's trees or one's grain. And if that's the case, so he points out here in the bottom, Kavanoki, it wouldn't apply after Takon of Rabbi Gamliel, because Rabbi Gamliel is based, and we know, canceled the Takon of Shnei Prokim Rishonim. That's here, you're allowed to work in your field right up to Shemitah B'zman Hazeh. So this wouldn't apply. The time we learned Rabbi Yehuda Ma'oser, we learned Gunna Brysa, Rabbi Yehuda Aser, Rabbi Nechemia Ma'at here. Lo B'Iser Shnei Prokim. Isn't that so? Are we not? Well. This is that brisa, which says Rabbi Yehuda Asers, must be talking about at the time when there were Shnei Prokim. Why? Because he as the Kavanoki points out, lived before the time of Rabbi Gamliel, before the time when there were Matir Shnei Prokim. And Rabbi Yehuda Asers, right over there, he says that it's also then to make these steps. The Kabbis are Shnei Prokim, and it must be here also, Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. For some reason, the Gemara feels that our mission is going to be Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not sure exactly why, but the Gemara feels our mission is Rabbi Yehuda. Yet, over there, the Brisa said it's also, and here it seems to indicate that it's Mutter. Oh, I'm sorry. Scratch that. There he says it's Osir, and here he says it's Osir, right? Here in our Mishnah does say it's Osir. It's Rabbi Krispa B'Shem Rabbi Yochan who said that now no longer applies. But in our Mishnah it still applied, and we're saying why is that? Because our Mishnah is going to look Rabbi Yehuda, who asked her business name, Prokim. Rabbi Shammai asked, In Bisser Shnei Prokim, that's what's talking about in the case of two, we're talking about the two Prokim, where it's from Pesach for grain and from Shavuos for trees. Yeah, but Tninon, in that case, would we learn Lachrosh Mutar Velivnos Aser? That how can we make the wall of stones called in our Mishnah the Chayitz? Because when you make the wall of stones called the Chayitz, you're plowing. Not really plowing, but you're removing stones. We said you're allowed to be poshet yad, you know, to extend your hand and remove whatever stone is nearby, which is tantamount to plowing, because you're preparing your field for in a way which would be beneficial to growing. So that's more, if our mission is talking about when the Isser of Shnei Prokim was in effect, way back when, before Rav Gamliel, we would not have permitted anybody to go and take the stones out of his field in order to build this wall during Shemitah, because that looks like plowing. Ella, rather, must be talking about even Bisman Azeh, our Mishnah. Beheter Shnei Prokim, when the two Prokim, when it's already mutter to plant grain after Pesach, and mutter to plant trees or cultivate trees after Shavuos. Nonetheless, even though it's Beheter Shnei Prokim, so nonetheless, our Mishnah asers, forbids, building these steps. So says Mar, well, if that's the case, Beheter Shnei Prokim, it's talking about the case, but after Rav Gamliel, when they permitted the work in the field after Pesach, after Shavuos of the sixth year. Nevertheless, why in that case does it say, why does it say in our Mishnah that you could still build during Shemitah once the rain has stopped? That should certainly be also because of Charisha as well. You now have to do plowing the entire year of Shemitah. If Rabbi Shammah, you're looking at this as a form of plowing, so you shouldn't be allowed ever to build, even after the rains have stopped during Shemitah, because it's still a form of plowing. The Gemara doesn't answer the question. The Gemara goes on. I'm Rabbi Yad, Rabbi Mona said, nevertheless, Ya'usam Rabbi Shammah. Rabbi Shammah said, good. Hada kamaisa lachrosh mutar. The first case, it's permissible to plow. Because you're just fixing it for the year after Shemitah. Leave no saucer, but to build is prohibited. Because you are building, because you're fixing it for Shemitah.
There was a deposit by her. She had a
deposit. I'm not sure I'm fully explaining that. Give me a second. Yeah, it's essentially what he says here. Again, that other kamaisa lachrosh mutzah to remove the stones in order to build during Shemitah, that's okay. Neshum sak mutzah shvis, because everybody knows he's doing it from mutzah shvis. Leave no sauce, however, to build in the two prakim prior to Shemitah, it's forbidden. Neshum sak mutzah shvis, because everybody perceives that he's fixing them for Shemitah. Mas nisa loam rakein. So ask them a very interesting question. Could we learn this from the Brayah, from the Mishnah itself? Why do we need Rabbi Shammai? Ella avabona b'shvis. I'm not sure the word Ella fits in well, but Ella rather from that which it says, but now it says that you're allowed to do this building during Shemitah once the rain has stopped because it's fixing from Motzoi Shemitah. From this we hear Rabbi Shammai's chiluk already, that although it's prohibited to build from prior to Shemitah, during Shemitah after the time when the rainy season is over, so at that time already you can start building because everybody sees that you're doing it from Motzoi Shemitah. Okay? Again, what we didn't clearly answer is why it's not plowing. So it's Lechora, we said this should be plowing, it should be Yasser. We never fully understood here why it's not plowing to go and remove the stones in order to build the wall. But we do understand the dichotomy The dichotomy is a simple one. That when you're building this wall Erev Shmita, it looks like you're building it for Shmita. When you build it on Shmita, it looks like you're building it for after Shmita. That's where Rabbi Shammai's dichotomy is. Even if we can't fully understand how the dichotomy distinguished between what Harisha is Mutter and what Harisha is Osir. Right?
But the intent is to build the wall, not to do the
Torah.
So just because of the
Marasai? Yeah, the thing is, that's true. But nonetheless, right, exactly, it was the Marasai issue. Right. Okay? So, Avobonu, yeah. Avos chayitz. You can make chayitz. Mao chayitz, what's a chayitz? Chatzli. It's like he divided it. Gemara Tema Rubonu chayitz. That's why, like a Pasi Yecheskel is building a divider, so we see that a chayitz is like a mechitza, is a divider. Okay? Next Mishnah. Halacha Zayin. Amni Kotov Bos Michom Makom. Now, if you have stones which are borne on the shoulder, so then everybody knows that they're being carted around in order to build and not in order to clear somebody's field. So therefore, you can bring them, take them from any place in your field. Everybody knows you're not doing it in order to clear your field. Bakavla may be called Mokum. Now that a contractor is allowed to bring stones from anywhere he wants because everybody knows he's a builder.
I'm just curious, Omnikosik is contrasted with
Smaller stones. We don't have an explicit contrast. Previous which was smaller stones. So here it's even one stone. Well, I don't know if it's small stones. Maybe not. I'm not sure. So in any event, anyway, I'm the cut. If what's a shoulder stone? Kol sheino yichol li nato v'achas yad. Any stone which cannot be taken in one hand. The very mayor. I'm the kotev kishmon. I'm the kotev as their name implies. Kol sheino yichol shtayim shalosh kotev. You carry two or three in your shoulders. Now skipping to the Gemara. Skip down to the Gemara. I'm the kotev bosu chom mikom makom. Avim mitoch shul, even out of your own field. Because everybody knows you're doing it for building, not for for clearing the field. Contractor can bring from anywhere. That he can go to somebody else's field and start taking out stones, even which are very much smaller than Amnei Kosev, and nonetheless he's allowed to move them all over the place for building because everybody knows he's taking for building and not for any ulterior motive. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. Habone Geder. Somebody builds a fence. Bein ul ben rishus ra'am, between himself and between the public thoroughfare. Mutar la'ami gada seli. He's allowed to dig out from the ground right near his fence because everybody knows he's doing it for the fence. Which is not taking from any other
foundation.
Right. No. Here it's for the raw materials. A trench to get the raw materials. Allowed to put right next to the fence. Okay. So Maya said before, what do you do with the dirt which you dug up out of this hole? So Rishus Rabbim is sakas of Rishu. According to Rishu, you put into Rishus Rabbim. You fill potholes. You use it to fill potholes. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Just like you're not allowed to ruin the public thoroughfare, kach lo yitaknu. Don't do us any favors. Don't you go and fix up Rishus HaRabim. Maya said, but what do I do with the extra dirt? You pile it up in your field just as you would do if it was fertilizer. This is true about all other types of construction projects during Shemitah. They pile up the dirt as if you're stockpiling fertilizer. You don't actually use it in some other type of activity. Going back to the Gemara. Rechei Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Let's go see where.
Don't we have that in Baruch Basra about fixing potholes before the rainy season?
Yeah. Here the Mishnah holds they're not allowed to. It seems that you have to, there in Baruch Basra is talking about where it's a public works thing. It's official DPW. It's not your own private initiative. Okay, let's go to see this. Rechiah bar Rav Hashem Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo shon el beino levein rishus harabim. Where are you allowed to build a fence between yourself and rishus harabim? Because it's obvious you're doing it in order to keep the masses out. Avo beino levein chaveiro. But between yourself and between your friend, also it's forbidden to build a fence during Shemitah. Rishvias. Habemoyed, but if it's a chola moyed, Afilu beino levein rishus harabim, also even between himself and rishus harabim, it's forbidden. Wait till after chola moyed, wait till after yontif. Say, put it off till after the Yom Tov. This is also talking about a where the opening between Yurish and Sarabim is not lined with dirt. Meaning there's absolutely no obstacle for the Bnei Rosh Sarabim to get in. Okay? Suga is like Syog. Syog in Aramaic is a fence, right? So this is when it's not fenced in with dirt. Avo bepirza shesuga ba'afar, but if there is at least some dirt there, which is like making sure that people don't go by, also the garja b'shvisa not allowed to put a fence there during shmita. V'tani came and learned like that. Kol pirza shesuga ba'afar. Empty opening which has.
What's else
going
to do? There's a fence.
No, there's no fence.
No, it says
it's like a mound of dirt. You have a different girsa. Sorry. Okay, the reads. My girsa is "Repirta Shena Suga Ba'afor." Right. Ava Repirta. You don't have the next three words. Ava Repirta Shesuga Ba'afor Asur Legarja Bishvias. If it has a mound of dirt there, then you're not allowed to put up a fence there during Shemitah. Because the mound of dirt is sufficient impediment for anybody to get in. So therefore you're not allowed to make a further impediment. Okay? So three words you're missing. Of a pirza, then it should be Shesuga Ba'afor, which already has, if the opening already has a mound of dirt there, also Gajra B'Sish, you're not allowed to make an offense during Shemitah. But Tanakh, we learned that in a Braisa, called Pirza Shesaga Ba'afor, anytime there's a mound of dirt in the opening, also Gajra B'Sish, you're not allowed to put up a fence during Shemitah. The She'eno Saga Ba'afor, S-O-F-R, if it does, it's not aligned with a mound of dirt. Mutter begadjer b'shvi, you're allowed to put up a fence during Shemitah. B'shein ha-mach shel sarabim. Now, this is talking about where there is no stumbling block for the masses there. Meaning that if there's a broken down wall, and the stones are getting in people's way and such like, so you're allowed to mend the fence, even though your field is protected. Again, Avolim Aisa Machshel Sarabim, Afa Pishi Suga Ba'afor, even though it's lined with dirt, Mutzu Lagadra Shvi is allowed to make a fence there during Shvi. Okay?
Who's doing this? Is this in a Rishi Sarabim? So shouldn't this be
a private citizen? Yeah, Rishi Sarabim was not responsible to put fences up. Okay? Rabbi Kiva Omer V'chule. Rabbi Kiva says you're not allowed to do any public works on your own. V'aksivai doesn't say v'shom there, somebody who reckons his pathways, arena b'yesh lokim, v'shom, the salvation of God. Shane yocha. That may be true in chveis, giving tzedakah or things like that. But here it's different shu tikun, because here you might start out thinking you're going to fix up v'sovo kilku, you're going to be makalko, because eventually you're not going to finish the job. That's what we're afraid of. Now, how do we know, again, however, that it's hypothetically, it's very good to be Isaac and Sarkat Tiba like this. Dam Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Sholo Zachel Mucha, Sholo only merit the kingship. Eli Adeshia Zikano Malik near Saravin, because his grandfather used like candles for the masses. Kasvach Raimer Wampasuk says, Venero Lidas Kish, that Ner gave birth to Kish, who was Sholo's father. The Kasvach Raimer Wampasuk says, Kish ben Avio, Kish was son of Avio. El Avila Yashmo. Kish's father was Avio. Vaidesha Malik Ner Sarabim. So he used like candles for the masses. Nikor Shmo Ner. He was called the Candle Man. Sovro Toch Sadeu. Now, this dirt which you dug out in order to make the wall, so that you make a pile in your field. Ravo, you don't have that header, right? Okay, but I got it. Rabbi Avin Boy. Actually, Pasco have the Avoda. With that which you make a pile in your field, like as if it was fertilizer, does it have the same pile of parameters as fertilizer piles? And you're not only allowed to put it out there be at once the goyim stop working for the Shemitah year. Achlo posku of the avodah, so what do people not yet start working yet? Malitz for offer b'tel seyem b'terekam mazavi. Can you stockpile dirt in your field as if you're fertilizing, and this issue is not resolved? Okay? Next Mishnah, new parak. Breishoina Yomri. Originally, I used to say, we did one blot so far.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Okay, Breishoina Yomri. Originally, used to say, Malakid Oda Meitzim. A person is allowed to gather wood. Now here you have Vavonim, right? The Rashi Sirileo takes it out because we saw very precise definitions of when you're allowed, when you are, and when not, you're not allowed to move stones in the previous parak. Depends how large they are, what configuration, etc. So he just takes the word Vavonim out of this Mishnah. Okay. So in any event, when a person is collecting wood or grass, mitoch shelo, out of his own field for feeding his animals or for stoking his fire, he can do it the same way he does it from his friend. Now this is the Mishnah here is mixed up. The Gemara will point that out. As agas agas, he can take the course to course. The Gemara is going to explain all this. Misharabru of the avera, once people used to transgress averas and say, oh, we're only gathering the permissible stuff. Oh, that's lots of stuff I didn't know. Right? People would just put on a show once that started. They made it that everybody wants to gather should gather from their fellow friend's field without asking for any favors in return. He's not even allowed to pay them a living wage while they're toiling out in the field. Okay? Literally, a living wage here means not allowed to give them what to eat. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, this is how Mishnah's messed up. This is the way we should read. But you should know, you originally used to say, a person could take the sticks and the grass from his own field. As hagas hagas, the thicker ones, the coarser ones. This is when he takes from his friend, he can take from his friend's backyard. Bein dakim, both the thin sticks, and I think you don't have the next two words, bein gasim. Okay, so it means either or. So kedushim lavishalaver ben dagam ben gasim nechshedu. You can. That was originally they said that you can collect that in your own field as well. Nechshedu leos malakim dakim. The problem was that then people used to go and say, start collecting their own fields, and they would collect. We became afraid that because people were suspicious that they were actually collecting the thinner stuff. And they said, oops, we found that among the coarse logs. So in Kino, at that point, they made the Kodesh, that each one should gather from the other one's field, without getting any gratitude or such like, and that would make it permissible. Because each one is doing for the other friend something selfless, something which they can gain from, because they're not going to plant in the other guy's field, so that makes it permissible. Okay, is that clear? When is it permissible? When I'm not suspect to be getting any gain or even gratitude from the other person. In that case, it makes it permissible. That's what Shalom B'Tovah means, without any Tovah Sarah, without any appreciation. Okay, next will Leos Malakim B'Tovah. The problem is that they would collect and receive gratitude, perhaps even compensation. People would lie and they would say, Shalom B'Tovah L'Kanda, we got it for no work. At that point, they decided, you know what, from now on, they could only bring the. The sticks and stones from nearby vicinities and from prevalent species. Let me read the next line first, because it's a very interesting line. Let me come back to this. Amar Zero said, Rishonim Iskayem. There are three takonas here. The first two takonas Klai Yisrael accept upon themselves. The last takona Klai Yisrael did not accept upon itself. In other words, we have a concept that a Gzera doesn't take effect unless Rov HaTzibur Yichoyim Lamud Ba. Unless the majority of the congregation can keep it, and they do keep it. Takonas Chazal, shockingly enough perhaps, they don't exist in a vacuum. They have to achieve some measure of popularity in order to become, so to speak, the law of the land. Okay? So what happened? Originally, they let you collect from your own field coarse stuff. But then people still started collecting even thin stuff and saying we were really collecting coarse stuff. So They said, okay, from now on, everybody collects from their own field, from their other guy, from the other guy's field, not from their own field. But then they became suspect again, that they were suspect that they were getting gratitude from the other guy, which means the other guy was doing a favor, which in essence means that they were making business off the Shemitah produce, not Shemitah produce, that they're making business off this collection, and that would be too much merce, like preparing the other guy's field for actual planting, right? So finally they made a last takana that they should bring from stuff which was close by. If you wanted to gather wood, you have to gather wood which is nearby and from prevalent species, meaning that it's not that you're going out of your way to collect something rare and distant, because then it's clear you're doing it in order to fix up a field. So you have to do it nearby with a prevalent species, so people think, he's just taking the wood for his fire. He's not taking the wood in order to be able to subsequently cultivate the field. Okay, that was the third stage of Takana. That stage was never accepted.
Making it a big bundle and carry it on the shoulders, like they did. So everyone would know.
Because there, each stone could be large. You would have to mass it up.
Bundle it up.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we would. Then Asata Derech L'Shurim, people would do it in all sorts of different ways. We didn't want to get involved in that. Okay? So again, the last takona that has to be specifically from a nearby place in prevalent species, that didn't take. Okay, so let's go on further. Hoysabam Toshom. Everybody see where we're up to?
There's a little gimbal there.
Face.
Okay, if his animal was there, so Bamto Muchachas Alav, everybody knows that the reason why he's gathering the grass is not for making, preparing the field, but rather to feed his cow. If his stove was there, everybody knows that he's gathering the twigs not for the purpose of preparing the field, but rather to make a fire. So that's okay. Look at Begasin. What happens? You collected all the coarse fakes, coarse twigs or coarse whatever, wood. Now he's out of firewood. Can you go out and take the coarse wood of the smaller gauge wood? Says more no. Because if you say that, Avu Malakis goes to every street, he's just going to end up gathering his whole field. Okay? What if he only had coarse wood in his field and he wanted to collect part of that wood field? Tartim is nine. We have two Tanoim addresses. Chadam Arshari, one says Mutter, one says Chadam Rosa, one says forbidden. Now, the truth is, neither of these statements address the issue directly, we're just going to extrapolate from them. One said, whenever you take stones off your field, you take off the top ones and leave the bottom ones, and it doesn't distinguish among sizes. Hold on, Rashari, so we see from here, say, now you're even allowed to take stones, as long as you leave some. The other Bryce, however, tries, says, Ezo Amedo, what is considered to be thinning out too many olive trees in a grove? When you move one or two. But Bisham, it says in the Mishnah over there, even when you move one or two, you have to leave their roots in the ground, their stumps, so they can regrow again if they need to. So it says the Gemara, Adamra Usher, is telling us that it's forbidden. How is it telling us it's forbidden? So now we say that even if you're going to leave some, it's not sufficient. You, of the trees that you're pruning or not eliminating, you have to leave a significant stump of each one. Just like over here, we tell you that you must leave. Over here, the parallel would be that you couldn't take anything at all from the harvest, from the wood collection. It's not. I'm not making myself clear, because it's not clear exactly the Gemara is saying itself. What the Gemara is saying is that we have a case where you're thinning out your olive grove, and there Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to thin out your grove in a manner in which any actual tree is removed. All you're allowed to do is cut it, but you must leave a stump. So to you, the parallel to that would be that if you have a field full of coarse stones, you're not, since there's nothing natural to leave over, you just be artificially designated and say, oh, let's leave these over. That going to be comparable to the vineyard, the olive grove, where you're not allowed to fully harvest any, fully cut down any specific tree, so to hear you wouldn't be allowed to take the stuff with you. Any of the twigs. Anything.
Anything.
Nothing. Because Beishama, yeah, but you're allowed to cut, but not down to the stump. So it's as if you're not, it's an intermediate stage, which doesn't exist in our case. That's the same, the extrapolation from Beishama is, if there they require you to leave a stump, even though you're leaving other trees, but you have to leave the stump of this tree, or you have to leave all the stones there, because there's no way to divide a stone in two in that fashion. Okay? It's a little bit of a tenuous connection, but I don't make these things up. That's what it's like.
Shammai's case with the olive grove, is that during Shemitah or just during
Shemitah? Yes, during Shemitah. Only during Shemitah. Okay? We said in the process of cultivating, it's okay. Obviously, because we talk about the whole time about doing those kinds of things during, you know, for your trees, etc. Okay. Says the Gemara. What about on Yontif? Can you gather wood and twigs and stuff? Ashkach Tana Tani. Excuse me. We found Tano said, Malaki don't have mates in my son, Mitoshlo, a person can collect wood and grass from his own backyard. As Sagas, whatever is coarse, Kedel Shumlaki, Mitoshel Chabero, when, just like he collects in his friend's backyard, Bain Daki Bain Gassim, whether he wants, he can collect thin piece of wood from his friend's backyard, because those are the same invested interests cleaning up his yard. So we see from that, and the clincher is, it says all this b'shvi'is l'moid, only on Shemitah, only on Shemitah is permissible, but not on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara, apavonim kei. Is this true even by stones? That you're allowed to collect from your friend's yard stones, even they're very small ones. Ashkel tanoi. Tani, apavonim, yes, even the very small stones, if you collect it from your friend's backyard, you're allowed to do that, because, again, I said before, Kleist was not mekabel the gzera, not collect from one's friend's backyard, only not collect in their backyard, so therefore, even if they're smear, as long as there's very small allotments, so then you're allowed to collect, I don't know, very... Even if they're very small stones, that's what I mean to say. If they're very small stones, you're allowed to collect from your friend's yard. Okay? Now, we have a statement, a pitgam. Halev yodeh, and the heart knows, im le'ekel, if for a weight, im le'kalklos, if for crookedness. What is this referred to? Rabbi Yosef Shem Rabbi Menachem said, Rabbi Yovek Kashitasi. Rabbi followed his line of reasoning. But that's what I mean, the Bali. That means he followed his own beliefs, which was, and he used to go around during Shemitah to check and make sure nobody was working. Right? Why was his belief that he had to do that? Because it was the Nasi. So it's his Achrayus to do that. Okay? So he did like his Shita, like his responsibility, like his belief. Chama, while he was working around during Shemitah, Chama Chad Mezamer Kami saw a certain individual pruning his vineyard, which is a no-no. Amar Lei, so he said to the individual, Lei, so us here? Isn't it us, sir? Amar Lei, so he said to Rabbi, I'm not doing it in order to harvest or to prune. La Kilin Aniboy, I'm taking off large logs in order to be able to make a board to press down on the olives in the olive press. That's called an echo. Says Zamora, what did he say to Rabbi Yossi? Say, Rabbi Yossi, what did Rabbi say back to him? Amalei says, Alev Yodeh, your heart knows, im le'ekel, if you're taking it because you want to make an olive press board, im la'kal kalos, if you're doing it because you're a crooked person.
But that's all right. Makes more sense
with Rabbi. Rabbi
said as a Nasi.
Of course, Rabbi Kiva was always. Rabbi Kiva's never Nasi, though.
What?
I try. Oh, almost. Nasi pro temp. Okay, halacha base. A field which the thorns were taken out during Shemitah. Tizra Motzei Shemitah. You can plant it on Motzei Shemitah. However, Sheni Taiva, a field which was improved by plowing. Shedaira, or you made an animal pen in the field in an impermissible fashion. So we find you, we sock it to you, these are Motzei Shemitah, you're not allowed to plant it after Shemitah is over. Sade, this is talking about a fruit orchard. Shei Taiva, which was a fruit orchard which was improved, Shemitah. Beishamer Mim Einochim Perasei Bishvis, now to eat its fruit during Shemitah. Beisomim Ochim, Beisil says you're allowed to eat. Now, Beisil points out that, or rather, the Kavanoki points out the reason why Beisil says it's okay is because during Shemitah, all the fruit is hefker, right? So even if you work with your fruit, with your tree, ain't adam oyser dover shein or shalo. You can't make it oser because it's not yours to make oser. Why is it not yours? Because it's Shemitah year. Okay? So Zumara Abbe, be that as it may. Basil says that you can eat any of this stuff, whether it's whether you pay for it or don't pay for it. Dova means with benefit for the right. Recipient or not. Rabbi Yosi says the exact opposite. Zumi kulei beisham mechum rebeisil is one of the coolest beisham mechum is a beisil, and therefore it's beisil who says that you're not allowed to eat the pears of shvias. The pears of shvias after motzei shvias, if the field was says you can eat if the field was. Well, I should learn it the way we just corrected it. Orchard, which was plowed during Shemitah, Beishamai says you're allowed to eat the fruit Motzei Shemitah. Mesil says you're not allowed to. Okay? All right. That's the chiluf. That's going to review this version of switching. Biazime. Tamin, I mean, over there they say in Bavel. They say, and you don't have the next words. Mine is capped, so what does it mean that the thorns were removed? Shenidlu could say only that the thorns were removed. Brilliant deduction, right? No! Rabbi Nadach, the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, I mean, they say, B'shechorash. In order, case of removing thorns by itself, the Gemara would never discuss. Here it's where besides removing the thorns you also plow. But according to Rabbanan over here, it's Yisrael, Ezu Tiyuv. What's Tiyuv then? We said Tiyuv is plowing, so what according to them is Tiyuv? It says Ein Matayvin. What is it talking about? So it says the Gemara, Kol Am Choshi Pamachs B'Chor Shnei Pamim. Nizkavtza is plowing the first time and getting rid of the thorns. The other one, what's it called here? What? The Taiva is where you plow twice. Then you plow twice. Okay? Says the Gemara. Okay. Do they talk to say that? How could that be? Why is there let me phrase it with the Kavanoki puts it. If that's true, if they make the why, according to Rabbanan over here, was the fine only imposed after a second plowing for Netaiva? Why was it not imposed after a first plowing? Okay, Rabbanan Bavel imposed the fine after the first plowing. Why was here not imposed until after the second plowing? So this is why, you know why? I'll tell you why. I'm Rabbi Yossi Ben Tamon in Amachus Onesis over there in Bavel. The government doesn't make them plant during Shemitah. But here it does. And therefore, the first time you plow, it's under the threat of use of force. And therefore, we're not going to fine you for that. It's only the second time when you're Megala Das that you want to plow it anyway, then in that case, we're going to ask for you. Okay? Says the Gemara, once around this tangent, Rabbi Yana Paskin, Shu Choshim Charish Rishoina, that you should make the first plowing, even during Shemitah. When? I'm not sure you have this gear here. I don't think you do. When the kings would compel, or when the government compelled, then he said, Aloch Lamaisa, you can go and plow on Shemitah. Why? In order to get out of this the onus of this burden. Now, however, Chad Meshuman Hava, there's this one Meshuman, they had them even in the old days. Avar Meshmitza, was passing by during Shmita. Do you have any of this?
We have Chad Meshuman Hava.
Okay, yes, you have that censorship. Chamisum Ramian Kuvasor, he saw that the Jews were setting up piles of grain, even though it was Shemitah. And of course they're doing it because they were compelled by the government. But he said, Ha Sotu! You don't have Ha Sotu, right? Oh, Istu? Oh. So he said, this is an aberration. This is a deviation of the norm of the law. Did become permissible all of a sudden for you to rebel against God? Did become permissible to make silos, to make grain silos? Who knows where you guys are going to stop? In other words, welcome to the express train to the Gehenna with me. That's what he's saying, because you're acting like us. He didn't know that they're working because they're compelled to do so. Then they all say, Ninu Balias based Natsu Belud, they took a vote in the upper floor based Natsu Lud, Vomer, they said, on the entire Torah, we nine, how do we know Shem Yom Agoli Yisrael, that if a goy says to a Jew, to transgress any one of the mitzvahs, Hamuchos Batero, which are mentioned in the Torah, Chutz me avoid a Zore, Kiliarayas, which is Domin, besides the big three, Yavravayoi, you should transgress and not be killed, Tichsai, Tichsi Vichaibohem, it says you should survive in them and not die in them, Hada de Tamar, but we learned, this is the question, that this is a, you've only say this, Beino Levenat Smoke. Where the guy compels you to do the work, to transgress Tavera in private. Avo Barabim! But if it's in public, I feel a mitzvah kal lishmalo, you're not allowed to leave and miss and listen to him to transgress a simple mitzvah. Kigol like papus and lines achim. The Bible says papus and lines were killed because they took the credit, they took the rap for a certain Roman princess who was killed. So they themselves put to death, and they're tremendous chus because of that. They get a very high chiluk in olam haba. But here it says, who were Noslem Main, the Kli's Chulis Tzvua, they were given by the government water in a colored vessel, which obviously was a, he brings down here, it was colored red, so it would look like they were drinking Stam Yena. Okay? Glow Kibla. Well, they refused to do it. Lokim Lam. And they were put to death. So, if that's the case, how are you allowed to work during Shemitah? That's Marasai. It's Baresia. So, it's more a very fundamental distinction. If Amar Lee said, the Goyim, in the case of Shemitah, they don't want a Shmaros. What do they want? Money! Yeah, they want taxes. Right? But it's Gavin El Migvay, no, the only way to do is collect taxes, real estate taxes. So that's why you're allowed to work during Shemitah, because again, when you're not allowed to work, when it's a public desecration of God's name, when it's they mean to get you to desecrate God's name, where that's not their stated motivation or even their implicit motivation. Their motivation is making money or entertaining, so in that case it's permissible. Okay? Says Amara? Kamaim Rabim. How many are the masses in which you not have to meet Kaddish Shem Shemayim, no matter what they tell you to do? Rabbanim the Kesari and the Rabbi Cesare Amrin, they said, it says, Mikdashi B'sof B'nei Yisrael, and we learned from a series of drashos that means 10. Rabbi Avuna Zira, the minor, Chamunei, they saw him, Pare running, Achrei Churei Chamra B'Shabso, after a donkey on Shabbos. What?
My guess is.
Okay, I'm going to finish the.
You're going to the next mission.
Next mission, yeah.
Okay.
They saw him running after donkey on Shabbos. Now, here too, that's a prohibition, Torah prohibition of Mechamer. of leading a donkey on Shabbos. But he did it again because he was forced by the government. And this is Rabbanan, certainly, but even as this, the rights of Parshas and Smutzer, and the reason why it wasn't also, despite the fact that it's Parhesia, is because they didn't make him do it in order to give up Judaism, but doing them because they wanted him to run donkeys.
One of his was
he had to give his life. Rabbi Yossi Chorin, they permitted Lemefa, this is the Raisa, to beg for our sickness, who was a Roman officer, on Shabbos. So we had the same bit again. I'm going to run through it because it's the exact same question. So how here could they bake out Shabbos? Amalei said, "Lo iskavim misham dasor." Our sickness. He didn't want them to shmad. Lo iskavim mecha pita chami. He wanted to have some hot bread, right? So therefore, it's permissible in that case. You don't have to give up your life.
It's not a
marasai. Because
everyone knows.
People don't draw. Yeah, people know that. So see clearly that he wants the bread. Rav Huna boy coming, Rabbi Ami. Fascinating little question. Goy maushu tzuvim al kiddush Hashem. If you come to a guy and say, transgress one of the seven mitzvahs, or I'll kill you. Can you transgress it? Yeah. Kiddush Hashem is involved here. Amalei, so he says, no. I will be sanctified within the congregation of the Jews. Yisrael mitzvah kiddush Hashem. Jews are commanded to be mekadesh Shem Shamayim. Fein agoyim mitzvah kiddush Hashem. Goyim are not. Rabbi Nasa, B'shem Rabbi Lezer, Shama lo min adoy. You heard it from the following pasuk when it said when Elisha healed Naaman's saras. So Naaman said, "Excuse me, Elisha, just while I go back and go to Avodah Zorah with my king, because the king is going to want me to go worship Avodah Zorah." This matter, may Hashem forgive your servant. So we see, since Elisha didn't tell him not to do it, there must be a goy that's not mechuyev in kiddush Hashem, because otherwise it would have had to be moser nefesh not to go worship Avodah Zorah. But here he was allowed to ask permission to do so, and went and did so. So there's no kiddush Hashem by goyim, or no requirement for kiddush Hashem the same way. Okay? Says the Gemara, Yisrael mitzvah kiddush Hashem. This is the end of this statement. Jews are commanded to be mekadesh Shem Shamayim, v'ena goyim mitzvah kiddush Hashem. They're not commanded. Rabbi Avraham Zvina. This is an interesting Gemara along the same lines. Rabbi Avraham Zvina, Avraham Mechayit. He was tailoring Gabi Chadku Aramoi by a certain goy, Baromi in Rome. Isolate Bosa Nevela. So this goy, his master, brought him Nevela meat. Amalei, he said to Rabbi Abba Bar Zmina, Echol, eat it. Amalei, so he said to him, Lina Achil, which means, I can't eat. Lina is like, Lo Ani, I cannot eat. Amalei, so the guy said, Echol, the locate of not on a Katil Malach, I'm going to kill you. Amalei said, In Boys Mikdal, if you want to kill me, kill me. Don Elena Michal Bisa Nevela, but I cannot eat Nevela meat. Amalei, so the guy said, Ah, Gevaldik. Ma Moidelach, who told you? With the truth, which was that if you hadn't eaten, I would have killed you. You know why? Because I hold, says the guy, I hold, you die, you die. If you're a Jew, you're a Jew. You're a Amoy, Amoy. If you're a guy, you're a guy. But a Jew can't act like a guy like a Jew. So therefore, you say, had you eaten the meat, I would have killed you, because then I would have deemed you to be a hypocrite. But now you didn't eat the meat, so I let you off the hook. Okay? So says the Gemara. Very interesting thing. Amrait Mona Ilu Hava Rabbi Abba Barzmina Shama Milay the Rabbanin. Had Rabbi Abba Barzvida held that which heard that which the rabbi said, that Yorek Val Yavor. Kiddush Hashem is only when they want you to do it in order to get you to transgress your religion. So here it wasn't in order to transgress his religion, it was just in order to incite him. So Mechel Hava in this case would have eaten. And halachli would have been permitted to eat.
So it wasn't the big three.
And also wasn't. It wasn't tishmadim, right. So theoretically, it's mutter. Lemaisa, it's a good thing he didn't hear that it was mutter, because then he would have lost his life as a result. So siyata d'shmaya didn't know this halacha. Taivo makes a person improved his field by plowing it, and then he drops dead. Maushe mutar b'no lazar, is the son then allowed to plant it. Rabbi Yaakov Barachov, Rabbi Avir Shem, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said, Taiva Mesa, if he plowed it and dropped it, but no, Mutar Lazara, some can plant it. Taiva Mokhra, if you plowed it and sold it, also Lazara, the guy who takes it, cannot plant it. Why? Because otherwise, it's going to come out, it's going to pay more in order to get it planted, and that's forbidden. Ava Vizara, what if he did transgress and plant it nonetheless? Mutter, and the grain is mutter. So Gozer El Agoder Shuyachol Amubar, because they only made decrees which the community could keep, and the community couldn't keep the track of which fruit was mutter, which fruit was also, and we should make some things mutter and some things also to this extent. Okay, Taivo, Bismanazeh. What if a person plowed his field during Shemitah now, in our day and age, when there's no longer any onus? So Rabbi Yirmiyah is Savar Mei Mashar. He held was Mutter. I'm Rabbi Yisrael. He said, Lo Shomer Rabbi Yirmiyah Shuloke Lo Shuloke. Didn't you know that he gets Malkus? Lo Shomer Shupasul Eidus. Didn't you know that a person who does this kind of plowing is not allowed to bear witness? So how can you say that the plowing is Mutter nowadays? I don't understand. How can you say such a thing? Chazar Vamar In. So, he said, whoever was quoting Rabbi Yirmiyah, maybe Rabbi Yirmiyah himself said this. In, yes, Dushama, this thing I've heard. I was just talking hypothetical, I was talking alumnus. I know that it's like, first thing you say, you ask questions on it. I know that you really can't, once it's plowed, Bismanazeh. When since there's no onus, it's forbidden to it's forbidden to get any benefit from it. I know that's not local, but I was talking about the possibility and the logic. The possibility and logic indicate I'm messing this up. Let me go further. You'll see what he says. I asked Kash about this in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Farmer, he said, change his tune a little bit. Ki is it based in Amadu Bitel? What based in Kaya got up and nullified the permissibility? Meaning, once upon a time it's permissible during the time of the Anosim when they were compelling Jews to work during Shemitah. That was permissible to work during Shemitah. Now, even though it's also to work during Shemitah, so the first of Rabbi Yirmiyah said, no, I still hold now. I hold now that it's also to work during Shemitah. If you did work, you're not allowed to plant. I just told you about a possibility. Now Rabbi Yirmiyah says, not just a possibility, it's a reality. That when the other Beis Din put back the Isra to work during Shemitah because there's no longer any onus, they didn't put the penalty back in place. That's to say, there was no Beis Din which was Mevatel, the cancellation of the penalty. The penalty is still canceled. It's only the act which is forbidden. Okay? Till the end of time we shall. Chele the Rabbi Yirmiyah min Adon. The right Rabbi Yirmiyah is like from this. The Tanya learned Basi so Shabbos la'alik min Akoenis. A Jew, a girl who's from a Israel family, wants to light her candle from a Kohenis' fire. Tovel says a psila. She dunks the psila which she brought with her. B'shemen Sreifa and Truma, which is Tamei u'Madlekas. Now even though it isn't the Rabbana, to derive benefit from Truma Tmeya for Israel. For Kohen, it's whatever Yisrael it's also. Nonetheless, here it was okay. Why? Farmer Rabbi Chuna B'Shem Rabbi Yanai Shas Mishlacha Zevim. So originally, they permitted their Gzera. And they said anybody can use Truma Tmeya, even in Yisrael, when there were a lot of wolves around. It's hard to find olive oil. However, even something that my base didn't know B-tel, no base came and canceled the heter, and therefore the penalty no longer applies. And if you're allowed to derive benefit from a fire which was lit from Truma oil, even though you used oil. The Kabbalah. So Konami, year two, in our case, all my basin of Bintel, no basin came and canceled that the permission given when there were all these problems abounding. Okay, says more memas of the anosim. Memas I odem zocha perosu b'shvi'a. So interesting question. When can a person acquire his fruit during Shemitah? Now, by this we mean the fruit is not yours when it grows on the field. Shemitah fruit, it's not yours, right? It's hefker. When do you acquire it? No. When it's done, whenever you gather food in the field during Shemitah, it's not yours. How do you acquire it? So Rabbi Yirmiyah Sofer Meimar Mishin Nimitol Kelev. Rabbi Yirmiyah said you acquire it when it goes into your own vessels. Rabbi Yirmiyah Sofer Meimar Yosi Kelev. I feel nothing to okay if you put it in your own vessels. Lo Zocha Bo'en. You can't merit them. Why is that? To Sofer the Yidun Ditei V'Leisi Nun Ditei. He thinks they're his and not really his. And what he boils down to here is that if I do Agbo, let's say I assume this is mine, and he did Agbo on it, the Agbah doesn't work. Because I have to be Magbiya something which I know is not mine. And then the Kinyan works. Even if he gave me permission, it still doesn't work if I think this is mine. What does work, he says here, is that, well, the question which Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yirmi are arguing is that, let's say I put this pen into my, say this is a knapsack. So I put the pen into my knapsack. So at that point, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, the chatzar of a person, my knapsack, which is like my chatzar, is kaina even though I don't have the right intent. Okay? Am I making myself clear?
Whose pen is it? It's really yours.
It's his. I think it's mine.
Okay. And he's not, it doesn't matter if he gives you a choice.
It makes no difference. As long as he allows me to buy it.
Okay, so you think it's yours, but it's really his, not really in your possession.
That's right.
So you're not...
Right. Even if I took the pen, and let's say I put it in my own kelim, it's still not kona for me. Because kelim shel adam, which are kona mishum chatzero, are only kona midaito. And if I think this is my own pen, and I don't have in mind to acquire it, so I can't acquire it just by putting my kelim. No, but we're talking about kids, it's really not yours. See, this guy thinks it's his because it's his field. Normally, the other 6 years, he doesn't realize that during Shemitah it's not his field anymore. So the shayla is when, at least when he puts it into his chotzer, into his kelim, Mishri Bikoin, and that's the machlokas here. Beshamay Omrim Beshamay says, Enochim Per Shviz B'toiva. Now we reversed the gears and we said that Basil is the one who's machmer. It says you're not allowed to bear gratitude for somebody harvesting your fields. Here's me. Kedah. There's a mice about this. Rabbi Tarfon. Yored le'achok tzio shalom betovok v'shamay. Rabbi Tarfon went down to eat fresh-cut figs in somebody else's field during Shemitah without thanking the owners or getting their permission. Needless to say, the owners were not very pleased. Chamune Santorin, it wasn't the owners actually, but the Shomrim, the watchmen, the senators literally, saw him taking without permission. The Shomrim Chavtulay, they began beating him. They didn't realize that. He was a Talmid Chacham, they didn't know that. Once he was in danger, Amalani said to him, Rabbi Sai, b'chayechon, by your lives, even go basically to Tarfon, go tell the members of the house of Tarfon, atin le'tarachrichon, to make from shrouds, because you're killing me now. So the thing is, kachamun kach, when they heard this, the legion, whoever there was attacking him, ishtakun apen, and they bowed down on their faces. Obviously, they knew Rabbi Tarfon was a great man. And they didn't know it was Rabbi Tarfon. Amalei they said, Rabbi Sharilan, please permit, give be Michaelos for beating you. Amalei said, Yesei lo, may evils befall me. He said, if the following is not true, I'll call Chaytel Davanochis Alai. Every time you landed another beat on me, Sharilachon Al Kadmo, I was Michael on the previous one. Be that as it may, but holy tati milay, these two things, Noah, Rabbi Tavrika Beshamay, Rabbi Tavrika Dokasel Beshamay, and he got an age, almost lost his life. But in this case, where he followed Beshamay, in that one is allowed to, when one raids one's friend's field during Shemitah, one doesn't have to ask permission from him. And the other, Bada, and Bikriya Shema. Yeah, you're supposed to read Shema at the right time. Right position. Because Beshamay says Beshach Bechov Kumer literally. But still says either one. So once Rabbi Tavrika is going on the road and he laid down to read Shema, like Rabbi Beshamay says, and bandits almost came and killed him. So in both cases he deserved it because he did like Beshamay and not like Beisilo. Rabbi Gamliel's entire life he would pass on this, that he saved himself by invoking his name as a Talmid Chacham. V'omer, he said, oily woe to me, shenisgabdi bekisur shel Torah, that I took my glory through the crown of Torah. But the Shurah, he brings down the Kavanoki, he was very rich, and therefore he should have paid them off instead of using Torah as his weapon. And for that, he was condemned. Okay? So Rabbi Tarfon did like Beis Shammai, and we don't pass like Beis Shammai. We'll stop here for this evening.
Why didn't he just tell him the din?
I don't know. Maybe they weren't. Either they were goyim, although I don't think that, or maybe they wouldn't have listened. That's all. Okay? I'm not sure.
It's a commentary that they didn't know that there were
were no Torah cards back then, so you know it was Rabbi Tarfon. No, I know. You meant there were Amaratim, but you didn't know it was Hefker.